Now, you explained to the police that the fifth person that lived in the apartment was a person that you just referred to as the Muslim, correct?
Yes.
I think I used that word. I don't remember exactly.
Could you have used the word kalag?
The kalag ng koya.
No.
Do you know what that word means?
Kalag ng
koya. Yes. What does it mean?
Kalag ng Muslim. Because we are.
Because we used to in the refugee camp, there was some Kola's family because they are Kola, we call them Kola, and if it's a Karen, we call them Karen. So that's how we know, that's how we identify them.
Is the term kalar generally considered something nice or sort of a rude word?
No, it's not that way. I mean, that's how they identify themselves, and that's all we call them. And those people, they are Kala, and in Korean, Kala. That's all we call them, Kala, in the refugee camp.
And when you say those people, who are you referring to?
When I say they, it's me, the Kala people.